Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting with Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Alyssa. She has a question about Jesus. Now, Micah, what is Alyssa's question?
Did Jesus do his own will or God's will while he was here on earth?
Do you have your Bibles? Let's turn to John chapter 6 and verse 38.
All right, John is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 6 and then verse 38. So look for those little numbers once you get to chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 38. Aiden, what does that say?
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
The words that Jesus spoke, the miracles that Jesus did, the places that Jesus went, all had to do with what his Father wanted. One of the greatest examples was when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. There, Jesus asked his Father to take away the cup of suffering that he was about to drink. But Jesus added this prayer: "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." So even when Jesus didn't feel like obeying, he still chose to obey. He still trusted that his Father knew what was best. And that's a great lesson for us too. When we choose to obey our parents, even when we don't feel like it, It helps us learn how to obey God when we don't feel like doing what we know he wants us to do.
Yeah. You know, like, God gave us our parents to practice. And that when they tell us to do something and encourage us to do something and like, hey, I want you to do this, or please do this for me. And it's so easy if we don't feel like it to be like, no, I don't want to. So do you have a story that might illustrate that?
Yeah, you know, just the other day when I walked out in front of our house, I found that one of our dogs had gone to the bathroom right next to our car.
And it was the obvious kind of bathroom, right?
It was brown and smelly.
Obvious. Okay.
And so I turned to one of my sons and I asked him to clean it up.
Of course, it's his dog.
And he didn't feel like cleaning it up. And I encouraged him. I said, no, really, we're gonna end up stepping in this and tracking it other places. This needs to be cleaned up. But he didn't feel like cleaning it up. And so you know what happened? He gave reasons why he shouldn't have to clean it up.
Or his brother should clean it up.
And so while we're there talking, the dogs come up to us and promptly step in the pile. And then they were wanting to jump up on us.
Oh, yuck.
And they were wanting to climb up on the porch.
Yes.
And if we had opened the door and they had snuck into the house, they would have tracked that all over the house.
That is so disgusting.
It was. It was. And it could have been avoided if he had just cleaned it up as soon as I had asked him to.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when God wants us to do something and we don't do it or we wait, it makes it a lot worse. He wants us to obey him the first time instantly, just like what Jesus did. He obeyed God and he overcame. And that's how we have salvation. All right, Alyssa, thanks for that question. And you got a bonus story in there as well. We are glad that you asked it and keep asking questions like that. You know, we want to be like Jesus. And just as Jesus did God's will, we want to do God's will as well. We are so glad that you joined us today. If you want to find more programs like this, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.